B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money in the bank.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the gang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
RJ Bell is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel, the only place in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Visit sportsbetri.com, RJ Bell from pregame.com on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, joining us now from RJ.
You know, now and again, I'll get a tweet. Someone says, oh, your podcast picks helped me win $50,000 in his pool or whatever. So I'll retweet it, but then in my comment, I'll put the first verse of that song in quotes. And that's it.
I saw you do that recently. That's nice.
People love it. People love it.
RJ, we have a little bit of a disagreement on the show about this Patriots-Chargers game this weekend. I would lean Chargers plus the points, and Zoe thinks this is a 8-point win for the Patriots. Where do you weigh in on this? What do you think? What are the trends? And I know you had a tweet earlier about the Patriots at home.
Yeah, so for me, best bet of the week, and I think it's important to remember, if you're betting to make money, you can't bet four games this weekend. Because by definition, the only time you can really bet and win long term is when the line is incorrect. Meaning, the home team is going to cover more, you know, than 52.5%. And that only happens if the spread is wrong. The spread's not going to be wrong four out of four games. So a pro is going to bet zero or one of these sides, chances are. I'm betting one, and it's going to be the Patriots. Wow. Love the Pats here. I think you could make the case. You might be straining, but I think you could make the case the Chargers are better than the Patriots. But the situation is such an advantage for the Pats. They've won 15 straight home games. Right? Now, when they've had a bye, this is interesting, and they play this home game in the division round, last 7 years, 6-1 against the spread, and they've won by an average of over 16 points a game, the Pats have.
Wow.
So Belichick uses his time wisely. On the other hand, Chargers, I'm sure you talked about it. L.A. to Denver, week 17, back. L.A. to Baltimore, back. First round of the playoffs. Now all the way to New England, over 10,000 miles. When Belichick's been sitting in his office just looking at film, they had a home game, obviously, against the Bills, double-digit favorite. Home game against the Jets, double-digit favorite, bye. This is probably, and let me ask you guys if you can remember, the most disparate rest situation I've ever seen in the NFL. New England's as rested as any team ever is going to be, and the Chargers are probably as fatigued as any team's going to be. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I had them there, and I didn't feel that way at the beginning of the week because you know everybody. It's obvious that you could get geeked up on the Chargers based on how they played, and you ride high on it. Then you start putting all the numbers together and totaling your miles on the plane and looking at this, and they're signing a kicker and worried about Patterson on the return. You're thinking, okay, they got him. You know, I mean, they're talking about 10 a.m. West Coast starts.
Yeah, another factor, 4 out of 5 road games. So not just 3 in a row now, but 4 out of 5. Also, I think there's something wrong with Rivers. I really do. If you look at the last – go ahead.
No, go. What do you see?
He hasn't played his best.
Yeah. Last 5 games, the Chargers have averaged 282 yards per game. That's total offense. The only team with less yards than that per game this season, Arizona. So if the Chargers played the way they played the last 5 weeks, the whole season, they would have the 31st ranked offense. I get they played the Ravens twice, so you can say a tough schedule. Boy, I just feel like that shot putting, it looks worse. And oh, by the way, Rivers against the Pats, 1-7 straight up, only win against Castle. So he's 0-7 against Brady. I'm sure you've been talking about that. 10 yep. touchdowns, 10 interceptions in those games. So Belichick has his number, it would seem. And the line's only 4, which assumes about even teams because the Pats have a really good home field. I like the Pats.
Okay. Well, that certainly settles our debate.
Love that.
RJ, when you look at this weekend, and as you said, there's not that many, you know, there's only four games to choose from. And if you're picking a side, your side is going to be New England. What about some of the over-unders this weekend? Does that at all stand out?
I've got two derivative bets. So these are, let me give you the first one, which is I've got a parlay in the Dallas game. So what's a parlay? A parlay is you have two picks or more, and all of them's got to win, right? So I like Dallas on the money line parlayed with the under. Now let me explain that. I believe the Rams are overrated, right? Imagine if the season was flipped and the first eight games were the last eight and vice versa. We'd be like, yeah, Rams are right in the pack there at the beginning. And then they came on a little, you know, they came on. I mean, if you look at these games, I mean, Goff has been horrendous for a while now. Now, who knows what's causing that? Some of that could be driven by the teams have finally figured out his limitations. Don't forget, Goff was one of the worst rookie quarterbacks we've ever seen. And then McVay came in and coached him up. But what do we see with limited quarterbacks? Physically, mentally, whatever, the defenses tend to catch up with them, right? Now, on the other hand, Dallas is 8-1, their last nine. Amari Cooper making a difference. And what is the Rams' biggest weakness? Against the run. Right, they give up the most yards per rush. The Rams do to any team in the NFL. They're the worst. And now we got Zeke. We got Dak looking to run the ball more in the playoffs. But why do I like the money line? Because imagine if you have a 7.5-point underdog typically. Oftentimes you're down 10 entering the fourth and you feel fine. They're thrown from behind. Do we really want Dallas thrown from behind? No. So what we're saying is Dallas very well could win this game. But they very well could be down 10 and lose by 17 or more because they don't play well from behind. So let's take the jumbo payout plus 270, understanding we're not going to win the game as much straight up. But when Dallas has a fighting chance, it's going to be in these close games. So take the big jumbo payout. Now, close your eyes finally and think, imagine the kind of games that Dallas wins. Are they going to be shootouts? Or are they going to be a little tighter or a little more defense, a little less offense? The total in this game is 49.5. I think well over 60% of the time that Dallas wins the game, it will go under, and that's why you parlay it. And oh, by the way, 100 wins you $620 if it's Dallas and under. So it's not going to happen a lot, but I think it's a professional bet.
You parlay the underdog with the under on the point total. It's what it is, RJ. It's so square, it's sharp. You've talked me into it.
It's not really square because you're saying is it's square.
Everybody does that. Everybody says if you're going to bet the underdog, you should also bet the under.
And that means it's conventional. I can promise you.
Isn't that synonymous with square?
No, because square is what here's what you guys go to Vegas now and again, right?
Yeah, everyone's wild.
Here's a great exercise. Walk into the sports book and spend about 20 minutes looking at the faces of the people in there.
Oh, that's not a pretty sight.
Right? No, there's not a lot of high-level thinking. So I agree with you. with people who are trying to think this through, it's dog and under. But the average batter's not thinking that. They're thinking favorite and over.
Okay, interesting. And you know what?
They're in a right away.
Dallas is the best defense left in the playoffs. You know, by the DVOA, the all-encompassing DVOA, and you think the Rams are overrated. So I get it. I think it makes sense.
And by the way, we've been talking about this on our show all week. The top five DVOA offenses are still alive. All five of them are in the final eight. The top seven DVOA defenses are all eliminated. I mean, think about that for a second.
Yeah, I think there's a shift that we're seeing happen right now.
I think it's an earthquake.
Wow. Okay.
Man.
All right, RJ.
We appreciate it, pal.
We're going to hear from Tom Brady in a couple of minutes, so we're going to let you go. But we appreciate it as always, check out RJ on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, and, of course, at pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the AP. RJ, all the best this weekend.
Enjoy the weekend, guys. Thanks,
RJ. Take care.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everything we got. When no one is watching, we're still here.
preparing, working.
Stephon Gilmore with the INT.
Believing.
This time the Patriots get up.
It's out here today. We all want it. Let's go get it.
Because to get everything, it's going to take everything. So we're going to give everything. Everything we got.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Play the hits. Play the hits.
Tom Brady coming up any moment from Foxborough. I'll take this minute to remind you that Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich have announced and present Pucks and Paddles. It's the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Bruins Foundation. Thursday, February 7th, Royale Boston bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player. Toucher and Rich, John Wallach, myself, Scott Solak, VIP tickets, $200. That gets you access to the autograph session with the entire team. So you get into that. The general admission tickets are only $50. And for all this information and more, and to get your tickets, go to 985thesportshub.com. That's 985thesportshub.com.
I had a problem with security guy here last year.
I know you did.
Not a Royale.
I think it was a
hockey security guy.
I know you did.
Get backing me up.
NHL security.
Yeah, I don't even believe it was a team employee.
Nope. Hopefully he won't be there again.
You're playing ping pong?
Played ping pong.
Table tennis?
Had a good time.
Are you are
he
you
had
any
to get
good?
All touchy-feely with me.
Are you any good?
No.
Beetle?
I think I'm better than Zoe.
Yeah, I play ping pong all the time. Like, I go to a ping pong alley down here.
Well, some people have ping pong tables, like in their homes. So I don't know.
You know how repetitively bored.
Just Zoe more of a beer pong than
ping
pong.
Are you getting one? You were maybe thinking about getting a little table tennis for the new home.
I have one at a Cape. Like, the kids play that like at nighttime in a garage. Put the ping pong thing down.
I thought I had it all figured out, and then I talked to Maz, who's, you know, sounds like he's got, you know, Fun Stop going on over on the Maserati compound. He's got all kinds of stuff.
You ever see him ride his tractor?
No, but I think he's got an outdoor ping pong table, he says, and because it is an outdoor one, they use it a lot more. They wheel it outside. Now, you only use it in the nice weather months. But whenever it's nice outside, you can go outside and play ping pong. I'm like, oh.
Well, if it's windy.
I've played outdoor ping pong before. He's onto something.
I'd do it if it was like nice. You know what? I bet you see the ball better because it's like bright daylight. You take your shirt off, get some sun.
You know they got one set
jump
up?
Jump in the pool, play some ping pong. There's something to it.
They got one set up outside the Shake Shack there in Chestnut Hill.
Okay.
And it's always packed. People are always playing on that ping pong table.
I bet he got one of those from his appearance he did at Seasonal a couple of years ago.
Probably.
Sure.
Mass. Did you get that ping pong table for them?
Where did you get your ping pong table? Did you do an appearance to get the ping pong table?
Seasonal.
No, you bought it.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Nah.
You didn't get it.
They
He's
have
not like
opponents.
You. He's not like you that gets everything for free.
I mean, if you don't have to pay, why pay?
I think Maz has that and the full-size air hockey table.
Well,
it's legit.
Guy's living large.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. He gives us a thumbs up.
And he's still here 2 hours before the show.
I'd be home playing
play air hockey.
The show is in 40 minutes.
Hey, Natalie,
not
2 hours. Natalie, get down the other end. We're going to play some, we're going to have some fun. Play some air
also
hockey.
Also got a long shuffleboard down there as well.
Yeah, bocce pit.
Regulation size.
Indoor bocce.
Indoor sand bocce pit.
That's all.
Yeah, put the last week. Put a couple two by fours together and you put the sand in and you throw the bocce ball.
There is a tweet within the last hour from the Gillette Stadium Twitter account.
And get it says, hammered.
It says, Friday Foxborough weather update. It's cold. And what they did was they took a thermometer, Hardy, thermometer, as we've talked about, an outdoor thermometer, one of the circle ones, the clock-looking one.
Yeah.
And they've taped it. They got to come up with a better system here. They taped it to the wall that is inside the tunnel where the visiting team
Well, you didn't hear what happened.
Runs out.
You didn't hear what happened. I know a couple of the special ops guys that are the field level guys that work on the field. They had one of those cordless drills, and the bit, it was so cold that the bit snapped when they were trying to drill a hole in the wall. And then he tried to hammer a screw in, and it was so cold that the screw shattered.
The hammer shattered into 1,000 pieces.
So they had a tape. They had to get tape and tape the actual thermometer up. And these things work. You know how I know they work?
They work, huh?
I was fine down in Jacksonville week two, and I told you how hot it was field level.
Okay.
So I'm down, okay, and I'm in a suit and getting ready to do TV, and I walk out, and I see that thermometer on the wall, and it said 118 field level temperature, and I just start sweating.
Got in your head?
Just got in my head. I thought it was hotter than it actually was.
So if I were a San Diego Charger of Los Angeles, I would punch this thing as I walked by it, or I'd just rip it off the wall.
I'd rip it off the wall.
If you're a player, you're a coach, and you see this Sunday,
it's a lot of tape.
Rip it off the wall and throw it in the garbage can. That's what they're going to. You got to get something better than this. I need something. I need more thinking on this.
I'd liquid nail that SOB up against it if I was the field crew there. Heck with the tape.
I'd put it inside a cage so they couldn't get at it.
Maybe it's attached behind the tape so they can try to rip it off, and then they go get to the point where they can't rip it.
Then they feel even weaker. Yeah. And it's plastic.
It's plastic. You could break it in a
minute. I don't
know.
It could be glass. It could break the glass, and then you get mercury all over your hands.
There's no mercury in this. It's a plastic thermometer.
There could be mercury in it.
You could put mercury in it.
There's not mercury in it.
You put mercury in it.
Why would you do that?
To poison the Chargers.
And then you cut your fingers up.
Are you paying attention?
And then you got around like a bunch of Mad Hatters.
And then you got to tape your fingers up. And then you got fists for hands, and you can't grip anything. And you're running around
losing their minds out there.
Instead of grabbing stuff, you're running around fisting things. You have nothing to do.
What?
But grab. I'm talking about tackling.
Oh.
You can't rap. That came out wrong. You had no Brady, huh?
Still waiting on Tom Brady.
Still waiting on. He's now only 8-9 minutes late.
Forget it. Act like he's not going to show up, and we'll just keep moving on, and then we'll break into normal time, do everything.
Yeah.
Forget it. What, are you supposed to be 1:15?
Yeah.
All right, screw it. We're not waiting for Brady. What's next? Let's take call. Who's on the line?
Nobody.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't give out the number.
Oh, give it out then.
617-931-0985. Start dialing that number at 2 o'clock.
That's the contest line.
He's doing that to be funny.
Supposedly they have 4 straight hours of that being those lines full. That line was full for 4 hours.
You should tweet it out. Call now.
Billy Laney wanted to.
Yeah, did I win the tickets?
Billy, what's that contest line number? He just left the room.
He had a little gift there for himself.
Yes.
He had a little gift there.
Where?
For you.
Where?
As he went out the door.
Oh.
Flipped you a little something.
Yeah, you too. You're number one.
Yeah, number one. Yay.
How many likes you get on your little? Billy got all excited too about the monkey riding the dog. Best halftime show.
Oh, yeah. You put up a poll. What's better? Is it
how many clicks you got?
Yeah. Is it better to watch the
unicycle lady?
Unicycle.
Red Panda.
Lady. Red Panda. Yes. Red Panda with the bowls.
That's pretty good.
I think Red Panda is amazing.
You put a bear
does
in a unicycle.
Does Red Panda still come to the Celtics games every now again or no?
Yes.
She does.
Oh, yeah. I saw her there this season, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Great. It's good. That's been going on a long. She can't be young anymore, that Red Panda.
I'm going to find out about her right
now. How old is Red Panda? Serious question. Chris in the car on Tom Brady. Chris.
Nolak, I got a question for you as a quarterback. What throws bother you more for Brady? The ones in the dirt that he throws to, like, Gronkowski at the knees for a guy that's 6-foot-plus tall, or like Hogan and Edelman where he Hail Marys it over the end zone and you start to see a few throws go into the dirt. Yeah. Why can't they be in the chest, up at the hands, throw it to them, throw a couple post throws? Yeah. I'm excited for this game.
Good.
I think the defense will do okay. As long as they score more than 21 points,
I agree.
I think the Patriots will win.
Ladder.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Sure. All right, good question. Chris, good question. Frustrating ones are the big guys, because big guys and backs, you know, something's there, throw it to them, get it around them, don't hit them in the knees.
Got to go to Foxborough. Here's Tom Brady.
How excited are you to get this another playoff run under your belt here?
It's a good time of year. I think everyone's excited to be out there, and it's just a great environment for football. Great team. It's a great matchup, so hopefully we play our best game.
Every year is different as you walk into, whether it be the regular season, the postseason, try to go forward. What makes this year different than all the others?
What makes this year different than?
What makes this team this year kind of the feeling you have different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
When you think about past matchups with Phillip Rivers, a lot of people look at it and say, your teams have had a lot of success, but this matchup with him, what stands out to you from those games over the years?
Yeah, he's a great player, and they've had a lot of great teams at San Diego over the years, led by him, and he's just a great passer. Tough, Very accurate. He's a great leader. So I think when I think about that team, it's just he's an emotional leader, and he always gets those guys going. They always have a good offense. So it's a good team. You know, obviously they're good in all three phases, and they've won a lot of games this year, gone on the road a bunch, so they're very mentally tough, and it's going to take our best to win.
Do you feel the compete level go up when you see a guy like, or when you face a guy like him or Manning over the years, those kind of guys? Because he fights till the very last snap, that kind of guy.
Yeah, he does. They've been behind a few times this year, too. And, you know, he just, they keep fighting, and they're back in it. They down 14 to KC with 4 minutes left. They were down a bunch of Steelers, and you just can't count them out. So, like I said, they play well together as a team, so as a, you know, complementary units, kind of what we try to do. They're really well coached, and it's a great challenge. It'll be a fun game.
Teams who have been successful against you guys in the postseason have gotten pressure off the edge. How concerned are you, Bosa and Ingram, right there? And is there an extra emphasis on those guys this week?
Yeah, they're great players. And both of them, anytime you got two pass rushers, it makes it tough to stop, you know, for an offense. Because, you know, you give attention to one guy, you know, the other guy's got kind of a free pass. So it's tough. And I think that's why they're one of the best defense in the league, because they got guys that rush. And anytime you could play that style, the ball comes out faster than the offense would like it to. I think those guys really play hard on defense. They have a good interior rush, obviously a good edge rush. Very instinctive players in the secondary, very good safeties, good corners. So it's a very good defense.
When you've been playing as long as and at a high level as you have and as Phillip has, you set sort of a record for being the oldest tandem nice. In the postseason. 78 years and 198 days old. It actually breaks a record that you and Peyton have as the oldest tandem. I mean, what is your reaction to setting another age?
That's a pretty good one right there. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's just fun to be around. I mean, I'm out there today practicing, and it's, you know, whatever, degrees out, 10 degrees, 15 degrees, the real feel. And I'm sitting here just playing with my friends, throwing a football around. So it's just a great blessing to be able to do it and do it, you know, here for this team. Which I've loved to do. Phillip's been on the same team. It means a lot. So we all work hard to get to this point. You know, these things aren't guaranteed. Very tough to get to this point in the season. Every team 4 months ago thought they'd be playing in these games. The reality is that's not the way the NFL is. So, you know, we're very fortunate, and we've got to go out and try to take advantage of it.
Tom, we talked with J.C. Jackson this week about playing in his first playoff game, and he said, you know, of course I'm nervous, but I'm excited and I feel ready. This is far from your first playoff game, but how do you kind of ease the emotions of those guys who are going through it for the first time?
Yeah, those guys are, you know, it's Coach does a great job preparing all the younger players. You know, the veterans kind of know what to expect, but Coach has different ways of kind of letting those guys know what it's going to be like and what they should expect. You know, there's obviously more emotion and energy. There's more attention, and these are big games, you know, but you play the game to be in these moments and have these opportunities and to give your team a chance to advance. So hopefully we go out and play our best game of the year.
The Chargers use a lot of last week they used 7 defensive backs a lot. Before that, last week they've used 6 defensive backs.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that challenge? Because obviously with more defensive backs on the field, it's tougher to throw the ball, maybe a more run game. Yeah. Do you sort of enjoy that challenge as a quarterback? You've really got to find those creases in the zone if they're playing cover 3.
Yeah, they're good pass players. And I think that, you know, anytime you get a lot of DBs out there on the field, you got to be cognizant because they cover more ground than maybe some bigger linebackers. They've had some injury at linebacker this year, and I think they like playing with those guys anyway. They're good players. They're very instinctive. They obviously know what they're doing, and I think anytime you go into the last, you know, the game they had last week, you don't know that's going to be the last game of the year. You put your best out there, and they obviously went with what they thought was best, putting a lot of DBs on the field, and, you know, we talked about a lot of different scenarios, and we're prepared, so. It's a big challenge either way. I think they're very good defense, very good scheme, very good players, very well coached, and they don't give you anything easy. So we're gonna have to go out and earn it.
Tom, how beneficial was the bye for the team as a whole, and I guess for you, but also what's your confidence in just the state of the offense and where things are right now?
This is, you know, the time of year we got to, you know, go out and be at our best. So it all comes down to this. It's a production-based league. And, you know, regardless of what's happened to this point, it's about winning this game. And if you don't play great, really in all three phases, I don't think there's anytime you play good teams, you can't, you know, expect one phase of your team to carry you. It's got to be a great complimentary game. We're playing against a team that's played as well as any team all season. So, you know, we want to go out and play well as an offense. Our defense has to play well. We have to play well in the kicking game. It's, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, at the point of attack.
Was that line as a team where you're thrown around in football at practice with your friends to, you got to have that intensity to play this game on Sunday moving forward?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's always pretty intense. It's just naturally, again, you feel the emotion, the energy is a little bit different. You know, these weeks, and we've been preparing hard the last 2 weeks. This is our last day of practice today. Get a little rest tomorrow and kind of fine-tune some things, and then get out there on Sunday and try to play a great game.
Tom, could you talk about your relationship with Rob Gronkowski and how it's evolved, you know, from 2011 to now? You guys seem to be closer. Off the field and on the field?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's been, we're pretty, we've always had great communication because when you know, offensive players see each other a lot, and I've, you know, been in a lot of meetings with Rob over the years, a lot of practices, games, biggest moments, and I just love to see how he's developed as a player, as a person, teammate, friend, you know, everything. He's just a great player. He's been just a great player for this organization, and I can't say enough good things about him.
Tom, you have to remind downplaying the cold weather this morning. You in the past have said you like having the cold weather with warm weather teams coming in. What is the distinctive advantage you guys have with the weather?
Well, I just think, you know, the ability to practice in it like today, you know, it's very similar to what we're going to get on Sunday. So just knowing, again, how many layers you got to put on and kind of how you're going to feel. We didn't have the nice warm heated benches out there like we will on Sunday. But, you know, it's cold, and that's just part of this time of year. But it's good to be playing when it's cold out. I mean, it's good to be playing this time of year in Foxborough. And the weather changed a little bit yesterday. It snowed at the start and then got sunny, then got cloudy, then got windy, then got sunny. And it's just a bunch of different things. So just to practice in it, you know, we're prepared for it, and, you know, hopefully we can use some of the things we learned to our advantage.
Tom, you talked about the challenge of facing two pass rushers, a team that has two good pass rushers. Can you scheme things into a game plan to help slow those guys down in a given week?
I think you just can't make it a you know, all pass game. You got to be able to stay balanced, and I don't think you can just you know, let them tee off on you all day. I think, you know, part of being a great offense is making them defend everything, and that's run game, pass game, short passes, long passes, quick passes. You know, we got a lot of different schemes and so forth. We always have. But you just, hopefully we can play well at the start, get ahead, play on our terms. You know, it's a great way to play the game, especially when you play guys who really are great rushing the quarterback.
Do you want to take the ball if you guys want to kick the coin toss?
We take the ball?
Would you like to?
Not my decision.
You mentioned that you feel blessed to throw the football around with your teammates out there today. And obviously, it's a playoff game. You've studied probably the Chargers as well as anybody. But do you have to remind your teammates it's still football? Go out there and have fun. You don't want to get too stiff. And you seem to be enjoying this year a lot, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's still just a game we played our whole lives. It's not, you know, anything different than that. I mean, once the ball's kicked off, you know, it's one game. And like I said, regardless of anything that's happened this year, you know, this one game from the kickoff on is what's going to determine, you know, who moves on. So it doesn't matter if you're 16-0, you know, whatever, 10-6, you know, we both have the same chances, and it's whoever plays the best game. And again, it's a football game. So this isn't, you know, warfare. This is a football game. We're going to go try to play as well as we can.
Tom, you played about as much football, January football, as anyone. What's your process for figuring out, all right, how many layers, what sort of equipment you're going to wear for a particular temperature?
I've had a lot of practices here, so probably a couple thousand. So I just know what to do, know what to wear. It's a good part of being experienced. So the more you do your job, you know, the better chance you have to adjust to whatever's out there. And again, I've been doing it for a long time. Hopefully it goes out and plays well. All right, thank you guys.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Chargers are probably as fatigued as any team's going to be. 4 out of 5 road games. So not just 3 in a row now, but 4 out of 5. Also, I think there's something wrong with Rivers. The Chargers have averaged 282 yards. So if the Chargers played the way they played the last 5 weeks, the whole season, they would have the 31st ranked offense. Boy, I just feel like that shot putting, it looks worse. And oh, by the way, Rivers against the Pats, 1-7 straight up, only win against Castle. So he's 0-7 against Brady. I'm sure you've been talking about that. 10 yep. touchdowns, 10 interceptions in those games. So Belichick has his number, it would seem. Pats by 40. I hope this is on the playlist this week. What do you think?
I was going to say, if this is on the playlist, it means good things. You know where I'd like to see this? You know what I would like to see this?
Hardy, do your check
mark. Or hear this?
Early.
Yeah.
We don't got to save it till the fourth.
You don't have to save it. If Philip Rivers throws a pick.
Oh, right there.
Boom. Bam. Turn it up, Jim. Turn it up. Jump up the ceiling.
Feels good. I would have a good time calling this game. I don't want to sit there and be biting my nail.
Especially if the Chiefs win Saturday. Just roll it all out.
Just put it on the play
if
early.
If Philip Rivers throws a pick at any point in this game, if and when that happens, boom, we're jumping around. Let's do it.
This ain't Thanksgiving dinner where you got to think it out. Think, okay, we got to put something out first. We need some appetizers or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, put the chip bowl out. Put the dips out. Maybe get the hell of a good dip.
Maybe get the football.
Maybe some people like a hummus, so we got to cater to them. And maybe you got a vegan coming over, so you got to put the carrots out. And then you got to worry about, okay, well, what time we put the turkey in? We're going to start making the mashed potatoes. It doesn't have to be about timing. If it feels right, just put it all out. Throw the whole bird in. Put everything in there. Put it all on one plate. You don't need to be doing that. If you got a ham, put the ham out on the table, too. If people like ham, let them eat the ham. Let them eat the ham Sunday if they want to eat it.
Get the ham.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot to drink starting early. Got guys calling the show, said to start at 6 a.m. Said Jim could come over at 4:30 on his way up. He'll be up. He's got nothing to do. Yeah, just set it up. Put it out. There ain't no tomorrow. No tomorrow.
We just got a tip. We got a tip about the Chargers travel.
Oh. Got a little tip. Where are they staying? What town?
They are departing from LAX.
Yeah, they're practicing first.
At 2:10 Pacific time.
That'd be 5:10 here, right? Yeah.
And they're getting into Providence about 9:40 tonight. So they're staying in Providence.
So they're leaving at 5:10 to 9:40. It's only 4. Yeah, you'll make time coming back.
They're going to make good time on that flight.
They do have a nice plane.
It's a 747.
It's the Delta ones with the
so Jim
cubicles.
What time are they landing? 9:40.
9:40.
So 19 degrees with the 10-mile-an-hour wind as they're coming off the plane.
And a fire alarm at 3:30 in the morning. Do that. I'm not encouraging.
Nobody. No, Saturday do night. Not pull.
Not smart. Not smart.
Do not Saturday. Pull fire alarms.
Jim knows. He's a Providence guy. He knows how they do these things.
Do not send. Jim, what's a big pizza
nothing
place
like getting your body
again?
Clock adjusted by Marquette's, landing at 10 right? o'clock at night.
Don't Isn't that be, a lot? Don't yeah, send pizzas over. Don't be that guy. Don't pull fire alarms. Don't yell outside the windows.
But please feel free to yell outside the windows. That, to me, is good, clean fun with a megaphone in the parking lot.
Don't do that.
That I want you to do.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't do anything illegal or that requires emergency personnel. Don't do that. That's not good for anybody. But you want to, you know, run around the hallways of the hotel. Be our guest.
If you're not a guest, now that's illegal too.
Get a room.
You want to open
a room? Hey,
the hotel staff wants to turn the ACs on in the rooms. That's okay.
That's fine. They make them like an ice box when they walk in there.
Yeah, you know, if you need ice, maybe you want to open that ice the ice container thing and shut that lid a couple times.
Thought you said you wanted it cool. I thought that's what you wanted.
So it's going to be barely 36 hours till game time once they land. Less than 40 hours till game time when they land.
Well, I hope their video team really got their work.
I hope their iPads are loaded up with the video they need.
Who brought? You forgot the Chargers. Not the Chargers, but the real Chargers to charge the iPads. I thought you said bring the Chargers. I thought you said that the team. No, I meant the wire charger.
So they're staying in Providence. We've got our answer on that. Providence is where the Chargers will be located this weekend.
It's bad people down there.
In the
what time do you get up for a game, for a 1 o'clock game as a player? What time do you wake up? Hotel.
1 o'clock game as a player, you probably get about 7 a.m. Start having to be have a quick meeting, breakfast.
So by the time they get to the hotel and check in, it's going to be about midnight, 11 o'clock.
In fact, you're staying in Providence. Bus one will be 9:15, I'm sure.
So they're going to be there for 32 hours by the time they wake up. They're going to have to hopefully sleep 8 hours a night, right? That's 16 hours of the 32 hours they're going to be here. They're going to be sleeping.
Okay.
How does your body clock get adjusted to that? I don't get it.
You can't.
I don't.
Like, what's the point? Why don't they just come out Saturday morning?
I don't know.
It really makes no sense.
Because, they're just trying
you got a nice mall
down there. They're trying to
walk around the mall.
Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying not to travel the day before because the travel, if it wears you out, you have at least a day to recover from it.
They still have
just
Aldo.
About separating a day.
They're still an Aldo.
Half a day.
It's not a half a day. It's
they're running at 10 o'clock.
Shoes there.
Yeah.
And Dave and Buster's. They could
as opposed to getting there at 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
It's a 3-hour difference adjusting your body.
I know this, though.
Please.
They're going to be geeked up because that Providence food court at that mall, they got a Popeyes. Okay. There's going to be a line through the food court at that Popeyes tomorrow afternoon. Because they're going to say, go out and take a little stroll. Don't wear yourself out, but go walk the mall. Don't think too much. Enjoy yourself.
Today's takeaway, Zoe.
Don't go to Foxy Lady.
Fake promos coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't forget, most type 2 diabetic clients stop taking insulin by week 3. Others reduce and stop high blood pressure and other illnesses with medications, completely not using the medications, but just the diet alone. Check everything out at awaken180weightloss.com.
We have 4 fake promos. They are all callers. All of them.
All good.
What a week.
Good for you.
Zolak and Bertrand, midday.
Blair is in Maine. Blair.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm trying to swallow. Yes, having some Cocoa Puffs.
You swallow?
I was having some Cocoa Puffs. Sorry, you're in Maine. Anyways.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I wonder if the Cocoa Puffs are different in Maine. You know, like how you get you get a Coke.
I think he's ever choked on one
in the Bahamas, and it's different. It's like a sweeter mixture.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
I did this in London. We were out late one night. And on the way back, there was a McDonald's open.
Right.
The Big Mac does not taste the same in London.
So
where's the sauce?
Do you think the Cocoa Puffs are different in Maine?
I hope so.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, midday.
But Hardy thinks the friggin' Who's better than the Beatles, so I don't even trust his word.
Let's stop playing the Beatles. Let's play music from 50 years ago for the rejoins.
You know what? Who's better? No one.
Okay, then just go listen to the Beatles all day.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
No one irritates Hardy like Tommy and Milton.
He said he didn't get angry either.
He gets to you.
He's so pissed.
He gets to you. Have I talked to him before?
Yes. Yes, you guys have had it out before.
About what?
Music. It's always about music.
Oh, what a dick.
Zolak and Bertrand, midday.
Mo is in the truck.
My thing is this. He's saying exactly why they're going to win this week. They was on the road 6 consecutive weeks. I got no birds in the truck.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There are birds in that truck.
I have no birds in this truck.
Where's that chainsaw we had in the rejoin? I think from last week.
We edited it. Sounds better now.
It still sounds great.
Yep.
Great. Zolak and Bertrand, midday.
Brian is in the car today. Brian.
Wanted to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What a disgusting sound that is. Hey, don't forget, Sunday, it all starts at 10 a.m., pregame coverage.
Start drinking early.
From Splitsville, Sunday. We'll have 3 hours of pregame. Right. We will have the game itself, the only place to get the local call of Patriots Chargers.
Chargers stay
right
in Providence.
Here on the Sports Hub. And keep an eye out for them down in Providence. They
don't
land at 9:40 tonight.
Don't do that stuff.
It's going to be cold out there on Sunday, Philip. Philip!
Toby
bring
Keith's
your long
tonight.
Underwear, Philip.
Toby Keith's tonight, 8
don't
to 10 p.m.
Fire!
Yes!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.